The Final Word, Part 2 of 3, by Darson Buckner. The Greater Adam. There was a passage I had read for decades without allowing it to fully speak. Paul writes, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." 1 Corinthians 15:22. For years I read that verse through built-in assumptions that I had never examined. I instinctively assumed that the first all meant everyone without exception, but the second all must mean something smaller. Yet Paul does not signal a change in scope. He builds a symmetry. Adam affects all. Christ affects all. Romans echoes the same pattern. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Romans 5:18. One man, one act, all affected. Paul intensifies the comparison. He writes, "For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Romans 5:17. Christ does not merely match Adam, he surpasses him. And then it settled into something unavoidable. If death entered through one man and spread to all, and if Christ is the greater Adam, then his victory must reach at least as far as Adam's ruin. When that settled in me, I felt as though I was seeing Christ larger than I ever had before. It was a pivotal shift in my understanding, not because I had discovered something new, but because I had finally allowed the fullness of what was written to stand. The peace did not rush in all at once. It built gradually, one passage at a time, one question answered, one fear released. Some point to Paul's phrase, "those who receive abundance of grace," Romans 5:17, and understand it as a limitation. I once did the same. But Scripture also speaks of blindness that is temporary. Jesus spoke in parables so that some would not yet perceive. Mark 4:11-12. Paul speaks of a partial hardening that remains until its appointed time. Romans 11:25. And then he writes, "For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all." Romans 11:32. Blindness in Scripture is not the final word. If God can conceal for a season, he can reveal in fullness. Paul tells us that, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2:10-11. I no longer see that as coerced humiliation. I see it as healing revelation. When truth is fully unveiled, what else would a creature do but bow, rejoicing in awe and thanksgiving? The first Adam's act was universal, without consent. The last Adam's victory cannot be weaker. If Christ is greater than Adam, his success cannot be smaller than Adam's failure. To be continued.